Think about the last time something completely unexpected happened to you. Maybe you got laid off from a job you thought was secure, or bumped into someone who changed your life trajectory, or discovered a talent you never knew you had. That jolt you felt? That's not just random emotional chaos. It's your brain executing a precise, prehistoric protocol that's been running since before we had words to describe it. Here's what most people miss. Surprise isn't just an emotion. It's a cognitive event that intensifies whatever you're feeling by 400%. A pleasant moment becomes euphoric when unexpected. A disappointment becomes crushing when you didn't see it coming. This amplification effect explains why we remember surprises so vividly and why many of us spend enormous energy trying to avoid them altogether. But what if our relationship with the unexpected is exactly backwards? What if the discomfort of surprise is actually the doorway to a more vibrant, connected, and meaningful life? Every surprise triggers a four-phase sequence. The freeze phase produces the face, a momentary blank expression as your brain hijacks cognitive resources, generating a P300 brainwave that pauses mental processing. Within milliseconds, the find phase begins. Your brain generates explanations while your expression shifts to match the appropriate emotion. Fear, joy, confusion. This triggers intense curiosity, which some psychologists argue contributes more to quality of life than happiness itself. The shift phase follows, where your mental schemas update to incorporate new information. Children handle this gracefully with flexible frameworks. Adults resist, clinging to existing worldviews until accumulating surprises force perspective shifts. Finally, the share phase kicks in. We relieve surprise's cognitive burden by telling others. The more shocking something is, the sooner we share it, explaining why startling news spreads while mundane updates barely register. Yet we live in a contradiction. Change accelerates exponentially. Radio took 38 years to reach 50 million households, the internet just 4. One Google engineer calculated the 21st century will bring 20,000 years of equivalent progress. Yet daily life has become more predictable than ever. We control lighting, weather, entertainment, navigation, aspects that would have seemed magical to ancestors. This creates the surprise seesaw. We're caught between too much unpredictability in some areas and too little in others, swinging between anxiety from excessive surprise and hypostress from chronic understimulation. When a taxi accident ended Natalia Peruz's dance career, she fell into despair. But during a trip to Austria, she discovered the musical saw, an obscure instrument producing haunting, ethereal tones. This led to performances at prestigious venues worldwide. She now considers the accident the best thing that ever happened to her. Resilience, the ability to withstand difficult surprises and even thrive because of them, serves as an internal safety net. Like secure children who explore confidently knowing their parents are nearby, resilient people develop confidence in handling surprises rather than futilely trying to control everything. Four critical tools build this resilience. First, set stable ground through supportive relationships. Research suggests 5 close relationships provide sufficient social support, consistent routines, and skill building. Second, practice reframing, genuine schema shifts changing how your brain processes information. Third, create struggle sandwiches, success, struggle, then success, training your brain to associate effort with reward. Finally, practice pivoting, flexing with change instead of fighting it. Like trees surviving hurricanes by bending rather than breaking, resilient people discover new opportunities when faced with unexpected challenges. When an obscure artist spoke at a prestigious conference among celebrities, he was initially ignored. But after his presentation, where he appeared casually dressed, shared personal stories, and revealed his insecurities, he received standing ovations from the same people who had dismissed him. His vulnerability created authentic connection that fame couldn't match. Most people view vulnerability as weakness that invites harm, but psychological vulnerability involves uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure, the fear of emotional rather than physical injury. Many hide behind excuses like, "I'm not interested," rather than admit their fear. When we reframe vulnerability as openness, unpredictability transforms from threat to opportunity. Being open allows deeper connections, builds trust, and lets us experience life more fully. Before age 6, children associate surprise with positive events, but as we age, surprise becomes threatening. We internalize embarrassment and avoid dancing, singing, or trying new things. Yet, true connection is impossible while remaining protected. To love is to be vulnerable. If we wrap our hearts safely to avoid pain, they become unbreakable, impenetrable, and irredeemable. Today's influential leaders embrace uncertainty and authenticity, working alongside their teams rather than behind imposing office doors. When a woman learned her mother had Huntington's disease, she faced 7 years of uncertainty. Surprisingly, negative test results brought a new challenge: navigating infinite possibilities rather than just two futures. Her experience exemplifies skillful not knowing, learning to navigate uncertainty in our rapidly changing world. Our ancestors managed uncertainty through avoidance, retreating to safety, and approach, exploring to predict and control. Both strategies evolved to protect us, but now often backfire. Avoidance leads us toward dull certainties over fulfilling risks, while excessive prediction triggers anxiety and diminishes pleasure. The happiest cultures embrace uncertainty. The sand bushmen of Namibia embody this. If you go hunting for gazelle but capture a porcupine instead, that's okay too. Despite survival challenges, they spend considerable time laughing, dancing, and singing. Their happiness stems from enjoying possibilities, not knowing the future. The middle way lies between avoiding and controlling uncertainty, accepting that surprises will happen without trying to prevent or predict them. Modern decision makers reframe choices as experiments rather than final decisions, figuring things out through small tests while staying present and responsive, like improvisers who thrive by releasing predetermined outcomes. At One New York headquarters, aspiring inventors submit ideas online, over 4,000 weekly, and the best dozen are presented for community voting. Winning ideas get engineered and brought to market, showcasing how creativity has become essential in our rapidly changing world. Four tools transform ordinary into extraordinary. First, get to curious. Treat curiosity as a destination you can deliberately visit. Your curious brain continues working subconsciously, delivering solutions unexpectedly. Second, live in the fog. Embrace uncertainty like the scientist who accidentally created sticky notes. The fog is where creativity happens as we gather information before insight strikes. Third, practice idea mixology. Combining unrelated concepts yields breakthroughs, like the Japanese engineer who solved train noise by observing kingfisher birds. Visit new places, read outside your comfort zone, or talk to people with different viewpoints. Even walking outside increases creative output by 60%. Finally, iterate. Test ideas early and often, embracing small surprises instead of risking one big disappointment. When engineering the unexpected, balance novelty with familiarity. Too much predictability makes ideas forgettable, but too much surprise creates resistance. Hollywood thrives on familiar formulas with twist endings, finding that sweet spot between comfort and excitement. In our data-saturated world, attention has become our most precious resource. Surprise interrupts patterns, creating knowledge gaps that demand closure, whether you're a teacher competing with smartphones or navigating online dating. Beyond attention lies delight. When experiences exceed expectations, they release dopamine, triggering desire for more. Studies show people experiencing delightful surprise were 58% more likely to return than merely satisfied guests. The challenge? Each exceeded expectation raises the bar. The solution? Vary how you delight people and use random reinforcement so surprises never become expected. The most meaningful place to practice surprise is in relationships. Connections thrive through balancing novelty and routine. Research shows stable relationships maintain 5 positive experiences for every negative one. For personal well-being, collect novelty, turn on wonder by slowing down, seek awe to reframe perspective, grow your comfort zone, and practice gratitude to counteract rising expectations. The unexpected isn't the enemy of a good life, it's the catalyst. Every surprise invites you to grow, connect, and discover possibilities. Your resilience builds through embracing vulnerability. Your creativity emerges from living in the fog. Your deepest connections form through shared wonder. So when life throws a curveball, pause before reaching for control. Ask instead, what if this surprise is exactly what I need?